Brother, a daily devotion from Lutheran Hour Ministries for Tuesday, April 29, 2025. The text comes from Acts 9. But Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, approached Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven shone around him. And falling to the ground, he heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do." And for 3 days he was without sight, and neither ate nor drank. Now there was a disciple at Damascus named Ananias. The Lord said to him in a vision, "Rise and go to the street called Straight, and at the house of Judas look for a man of Tarsus named Saul, for behold, he is praying. And he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him so that he might regain his sight." But Ananias answered, "Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much evil he has done to your saints at Jerusalem." But the Lord said to him, "Go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name." So Ananias departed and entered the house. And laying his hands on him, he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road by which you came, has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." And immediately something like scales fell from his eyes, and he regained his sight. Then he rose and was baptized, and taking food, he was strengthened. I love the story of Ananias. As far as we know, he's just an ordinary follower of Jesus. No doubt he was frightened to hear that Saul was coming to persecute the Christians in his city. But when Jesus sends him to heal Saul's eyesight, he obeys him. And he doesn't just do the bare minimum. When he comes up to his former enemy, the first word out of his mouth is "brother." "Brother Saul," he calls him, because Saul now believes in Jesus, though he is famous for harming every Christian he can get his hands on. Ananias lays his own hands on Saul, not to hurt him, but to heal him, and welcomes him into the family of God as a brother. How can he do this? Only because the love of Jesus is living in his heart, making it possible for him to care for his enemy. Because that's exactly what Jesus did for us, isn't it? He lay down his life on the cross to save us and bring us out of darkness, even though we were against him, enemies of God and hurting our neighbors. Through his death and resurrection, he made us children of God, and his Holy Spirit lives in us. Now we can love as he loves us, even when he sends us to care for our enemies. We pray. Lord Jesus, make your love to shine through me too. Amen.